Hey, hold on. Can you finish that verse? You're close. Very good. Well, he warns about men that come and say, I am the Christ. And then it goes on to say they do false signs and wonders in his name. This is the end time prophecy of the Kundalini, NAR, false signs and wonders. This is a different Jesus. This is worship of worship. This is fleshly. Romans 8:8 says you can't do anything in the flesh to please God when it comes to spiritual things. Obviously, we do a lot of fleshly things as humans. In the spirit of God, the worship God, we must seek after God with all that we are in that spirit and truth. And when you test this, this is not the truth of God. What this is an addition of man-made religion handed down from the evangelicals all the way down through the Pentecostal. This is advanced Pentecostalism. You know how it went? You had the evangelicals, the Pentecostals, you know when they were birthed? 1905, Azusa Street. All kinds of strange, all kinds of strange spiritual manifestations went on there. The Pentecostal movement is born in 1905. Let me see, when did Jesus establish his New Testament body? 1905 years sooner, earlier in the first century. So this is a later, this is a man-made invention of late, 1905. Pentecostalism came along in the 1900s.
Well, what did they invent?
What did they invent?
Yeah, what did they invent?
Well, you got the name that they all go by. They Pentecostal. Okay. Then you got the reintroduction of so-called tongues falling the way it did in Acts 2, which it doesn't. I travel. I've yet to challenge any of these false teachers. They tell me nothing's changed from Acts 2. Nothing's changed. And I say, I got a video camera. I'm waiting to see the flaming tongues of fire on heads. I'm waiting to see the rushing wind. And I want you to talk in Russian. Or whatever, in tongues. It never happens. It's a bunch of gibberish. It's a bunch of emotionalism.
I hate to say this to you, but I've spoken Hebrew and I've spoken Arabic.
Really?
And
well,
I don't even know the
I'll tell you what. I'm not here to argue about tongues. I'm just telling you, it's tongues is being abused today. And if you're part of this, tongues is probably your last problem. You're not discerning enough by the Spirit of God to show you that this man is a false teacher. His associations believe in grave sucking, laying on graves and getting power out of the grave. Bill Johnson. Yeah. Word of faith. So, did I give you a gospel card? Do you want a gospel card?
Oh, I'll take one.
Okay, gospel card. Check out my testing, don'tperish.com. My testing
is
showing
you.
Yeah, and I got thousands of articles, and I don't merchandise the things of God like they do. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for that. Flipped over merchandise tables. Everything I do is for free.
Yeah, that was in the temple.
Yeah, really? What's the temple today?
The temple is our body.
Yeah, the body of Christ.
So if you want to sell your body.
The body of Christ is the temple, and this is selling it.
So I'm curious.
Test yourself.
Why is somebody selling a t-shirt?
What?
Why is somebody selling a t-shirt that shows that they love Christ? Evil.
Because they're making merchandise of the Father. They're selling the things of God.
But hold on.
It's the same exact thing.
When they bought things so they could sacrifice, so they could be forgiven.
That was God ordained. This isn't. That was God ordained in the Old Testament. The New Testament, Jesus says, freely it was given, freely you should give.
Yeah.
Test yourself. I'd love to hear from you sometime. If you can refute my testing of Sean, he's a coward. He came out here and laughed and took a picture and ran away. He can't open a Bible, but he can bring his guitar. He can't open his Bible. Look at my testing. It proves it line by line by line. Kundalini spirit. Do you know what? Where that?
Highly aware of the Kundalini spirit. I used to be high up in the New Age.
He practices that. Touching people, they fall over. This is not biblical Christianity.
On. People falling over is biblical. But I'm curious.
I know from God's word. Call me. Call me, we'll talk sometime.
Hey.
Can we walk over here?
Yeah. I'm a Christian myself, a firm believer. But I'm just curious as to my question.
You're not a mocker, right?
No.
Alright. What's your name?
Nothing like that. I'm Bryce.
Bryce?
I'm just a regular Christian guy, man. You know, I mean, I know enough. But I'm just curious to see, like, this, you know, from an outside perspective and world, it's just, we got people that want to come to Christianity and open up, you know, like seeing this, you know, worldly people or whatever, however you want to put it, seeing this, it's just like there's such this contradiction and battle between the churches. I just don't see how
Jesus came to bring division in Matthew 10.
Okay.
He came to bring a sword to cut light from dark, truth from error. The Bible is clear. We're supposed to expose and rebuke false teachers. 1 Timothy 5, Matthew 18, 2 Thess 3. I can keep going. So what you have to understand is base what you believe on the Word of God. Don't be a people pleaser. Because if you try to please people,
no,
you'll always be changing. That's what this
what
is. Fleshly
truth
music,
truth is,
amplifiers, all this stuff. Fleshly music, abrogated gospel, worldliness, not calling people out of their sin, not calling them out of the culture. This is all man-pleasing. We're to be God-pleasing. This is emotionalism in flesh. Look at this. This used to go on when I used to go to rock concerts, when I was a pagan. This is not order. This is not of a holy God. This is wickedness. Satan has come into the so-called churches with the false spirit.
What about the scriptures you hear of, you know, teaching and stuff, but it's like not everyone who says Lord, you know, and it's like for somebody in their perception and their relationship with God, somebody with his heart not right with the Lord, but he's still providing miracles for people. I mean,
heart's not right, doctrine's not right.
But that doesn't speak for everybody.
Association's not right, but if you're associated with false teachers, the Bible calls you to leave them. You're supposed to be a holy, pure bride, not associated with NAR false ways. Bill Johnson, his mentor, sucks grapes for power. That's occultism. Sean's into numerology. 222 shows up. The sign, he's following it. God forbids that in Deuteronomy. That's all in my testing. You look it up. You got my card, you got my phone number. If you can refute what I'm saying, I'll listen. I'm teachable, approachable. Look at, I'm here. But I don't entertain mockers. I entertain truth seekers that will go, and I only respond to the Word of God,
that's
not
where
this.
I'm at, 'cause I bounced around and I've been to a lot of churches.
Not this. Right?
Okay.
So if you're a truth seeker, give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you. If you can refute what I'm saying, if you can refute anything on my website.
I know. But what I'm saying is, but somebody who claims, you know, that it's a false teacher. That's like to say, anybody that shows up here, they can't be touched by God for themselves.
We're not to associate with demonic false ways. You're going to be touched by the wrong spirit here.
Like your own.
This is not biblical Christianity. This is false Christianity. You're not going to be touched by anything but occult demonic ways here. This is not of God. Raising your hand and listening to fleshly music is not worship of God. What's worship of God?
I feel like you can worship God in a lot of ways.
Your everyday life with obeying the scriptures. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is not keeping the commandments of God. Call me. We'll talk sometime. Give me a call. We'll talk sometime.
Right now, God, fill us up.